Hello.
Hello, this is Key returning your call from customer support. You requested a callback.
Yeah, I got a charge from you all that I didn't do.
Okay, sir, can I get your zip code to pull up your account?
60620.
Your first and last name?
Corey Felton.
And for security purpose, can you verify your shipping address?
7950 South Palina, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Yes, sir. So it is showing here that back on the 22nd of February, you started a 14-day trial for our Vibe watch, which is a fitness watch, and you got our wireless earbuds. Those two products were on a 14-day trial to try them out. If you didn't like it, you were supposed to call back in to cancel, or you'll be billed the one-time payment, the original cost of that product.
No, that ain't what was explained to me. They had me fill out a survey or something, told me that I can claim my prize. They didn't say nothing about charging me, and I don't even use it anyway.
Yes, sir, but this information was in the terms and conditions when you made the purchase for that product. Now, due to health regulations and COVID, we can't allow that product back into the warehouse.
Well, I need my money back because I was misconsumption on that. I don't look for nothing to pay for, nothing like that. They told me, pick your price for $7, and I think it came to $13-something. That's all I spent. And then I got another charge for some medicine and some shit.
No, sir. So you received two of our products, the watch and the earbuds. You were charged the out-of-trial charge for both of those products of $69.97 and $64.97. Those were the terms and conditions on our product.
Well, that's not what I was told.
No, sir. Maybe you didn't read that information, but it was on our website.
No, I didn't see that. So what can we do about that charge?
As I previously stated, sir, due to health regulations and COVID, and we can't allow the product back into the warehouse, we won't be able to make any changes to those charges.
Well, I disputed through my bank then, so I get it back regardless of what.
Okay, sir, trying to dispute it through your bank, they're going to contact us, and we're going to provide them the information to show it's a valid charge. Now, today is a courtesy, so that you won't have to lose that dispute and risk those funds. I'm going to get you refunded back those charges.
How can you do that?
Okay, sir. You should receive an email confirming that your refund is on the way and your account is canceled out.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I mean, I must misread everything on that. I took a survey and stuff, and they told me that I get the watch for $7 or something, and then the earplugs for $5. I don't know nothing about no pills or none of that.
Yes, sir. Those were the billing names for the product that was purchased. Well, the Vibe Pod and the watch, and now your account is canceled out. You should receive that email confirming your refund is on the way within 24 hours. You will not be able to ship any more of our products in the future.
Okay, so they go for that nutrition thing too or something?
Yes,
that?
Sir. So those are the billing names. You're only seeing the billing names on your account because we service 150 companies, so we have different billing names. So the product that was purchased was the watch. In the earbuds. That's what you were charged $64.97 and $69.97 for. You're refunded on both of those charges.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Wait a minute. You said I should get it in my email and then I should be good?
Yes, sir. The email confirms that the refund is on the way. The refund does normally take 3 to 5 business days to show back up in your account, but it has been processed. That email is the confirmation to let you know it was processed.
Okay. All right.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, okay?
You do the same.
You help me out a lot. All right.
You're welcome.
I'm just online doing crazy stuff. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm 50. I ain't that computer savvy, you know.
Yes, sir. I do understand. So I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
You too. I won't do that no more.